Good Monday morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Because Huron County is the only county in the Thumb that doesn't operate an animal control, dogs that are roaming at large are always an issue in some communities like Seaboyne. There are routine postings on Facebook about dogs running wild in the village of Seaboyne. Without an animal control agency in the county, there is very little that can be done about that issue. Police Chief Steve Repke and the prosecutor have discussed the issue, and Repke took on the responsibility of trying to find a possible solution. He asked if he could get information by contacting another governmental agency for situations only which arise in the Seaboyne area. The committee gave permission for him to do so. His research and report back to during a police committee meeting. Authorities in Huron County responded to a structure fire early Sunday morning in the Caseville area. At around 1 a.m., on April 19th, the Caseville Fire Department and Windsor Township Fire Department were dispatched to a reported fire already in progress. Fire crews arrived to find a large storage pole barn measuring approximately 40 by 80 feet fully engulfed in flames. Due to the intensity of the fire, additional mutual aid was requested from the Fairhaven Township Fire Department and Port Austin Fire Department. The Bad Axe Fire Department also responded, bringing the county air trailer to supply breathing air for the roughly 35 fire workers working on the scene. Utility crews were called in to manage hazards, with DTE Energy addressing damaged power lines, while Consumers Energy shut off gas service until the area could be fully secured. Despite changing conditions and challenging conditions, all firefighters were able to clear the scene without injury. The structure and its contents were declared a total loss. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, is coordinating a national Take Back Day on April 25th in the Thumb and State. Unused prescription medicine in cabinets and around the house are easily stolen, misplaced, or lost. To help prevent that, law enforcement agencies will be participating in host Take Back events. The drug disposal campaign keeps drugs out of landfills, water ecosystems, and they also protect against theft or abuse by providing a safe and secure disposal method. In several communities, residents don't have to wait for special times to drop off unwanted prescriptions. Some communities have a red container to collect unwanted medicine. However, the red barrels do not collect syringes, liquids, inhalers, or patches. The dropped-off medication is turned over to the DEA for their disposal. We'll be right back.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
One of the strongest in a series of eight Michigan tornadoes reached EF1 status when it tore through an Elby Township neighborhood, a National Weather Service report stated. In the immediate aftermath of the destruction, which sliced across the rural southern Saginaw County community before midnight on Tuesday, April 14th, it remained uncertain if the damage was caused by a tornado. But a National Weather Service report released more than 12 hours later confirmed a twister touchdown there, cutting a nearly 4-mile path of destruction during a 5-minute span. And when a Michigan judge recommended a major cut to Consumers Energy's profits this year, utility bigwigs didn't sweat it. Consumer CEO Garrick Rochelle, who owns an eight-figure compensation, relies heavily on the performance of utility stock, told investors he wasn't concerned at all. He predicted state regulators would ignore the judge, maintaining or even increasing a key metric that influences how much utility customers pay for shareholder profit via their power bills. In March, while granting consumers the largest electric rate hike in decades, they proved him right. They often do. For years, appointed utility regulators in Michigan have routinely rejected the non-binding decisions of administrative law judges who find the allowed rate of utility profit too high, even after reviewing the same evidence. The judges play the role of referee in annual utility rate proceedings, but don't determine the final score. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories just like these, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.